Hey girl, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, and today I'm here with a little bit of tough love, but a whole lot of truth. Because I know you've got something that you've been dreaming about, something that's been sitting in the back of your mind, waiting for the right time. I also know that the right time may never come. You ever tell yourself, I'll do it when I'm ready, when I have more money, more time, more confidence? If we're keeping it real, you're not waiting to be ready. You're waiting to stop feeling scared. But here's what I do know. Fear doesn't leave before the leap. Confidence doesn't come before the action. You build it through action. So today's note is your reminder that you don't need the perfect timing. You just need one brave moment. Count to three, close your eyes, and jump. Let me tell you about one of my clients. We'll call her Maya. When Maya came to me, she had been sitting on a business idea for 3 years. She had the name, the logo, the plan, all of it. But she kept saying, I'm just not ready. So I asked her, what would ready even look like? She said, I don't know, I'll just feel it. And that's what keeps so many women stuck. We're waiting for that feeling that only shows up after we move. So I had her take one small step, post about her idea. Within 2 days, she had people asking more, wanting to know about her services. And she said, Yaya, I wasn't ready, but I'm so glad I didn't wait. Because the truth is, you don't have to wait until your confidence. You work your way into it. We always tell ourselves stories that sound reasonable. I'm just doing more research, or I'm making sure everything's perfect. I'll start when I have it all figured out. But really, that's fear dressed up as preparation. That's perfectionism pretending to be productivity. You don't need more information. You need initiation. Because overthinking is just another form of self-doubt. Every time you say, I'll start later, your confidence takes that as proof that maybe you can't. Here's what I want you to remember. Confidence isn't a destination, it's a muscle. You build it by doing things that scare you. Not because you stop being scared, but because you stop letting fear run the show. The first time you take the step, you'll feel shaky. The second time, you're still going to be nervous. But by the third, fourth, and fifth time, you'll realize, this doesn't control me. And that's when confidence sticks. When fear shows up and you move anyway. So instead of saying, I'll do this when I'm ready, try this instead. I'm doing this scared because that's how I grow. Right now, I want you to think about the thing that you have been wanting to do and waiting. That email, that launch, that conversation. You already know what it is. Now take a deep breath and we're going to do this together. Ready? Count with me. One, you've done the harder things. Two, you don't need permission. Three, close your eyes and jump. That's the moment you need to meet your next level. So here's your note for today. Stop waiting and feel ready. You were built for this. Not because you know everything, but because you're willing to begin anyway. Every confident woman you admire started before she felt ready to. The only difference is she jumped and then she learned how to fly on her way down. If this episode was a push that you needed, send this to a friend who's been sitting on her own dream. And if you're ready to stop letting fear decide how far you go, apply for my one-to-one coaching program, Journey to Confidence. You will learn how to move even when you're scared and finally trust yourself to land on your feet. Because the truth is, you're not waiting on readiness. Readiness is waiting on you. Now, next time we're going to be talking about what happens after the leap, how to recover, reset, and rebuild when things don't go as planned. You are not going to miss No 11, the bounce back blueprint. That one's coming straight from my heart. I'll see you there.